Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And we're coming at you with a lesson that we've actually been arguing about for the past while. Specifically, it's about the, not teachability, but whether or not we should teach you certain words, which you will hear in the dialogue.
服务员，
哎，先生你好，
您能再帮我催一下菜吗？
哎，好的，我去帮您催一下菜。
好，辛苦你了啊。
客气。
40分钟做不出1到4块钱的宫保鸡丁，妈的！想当年老子在皇宫吃过满汉全席，等明天呢，我找一群朋友把他们你店给你砸了，你等着啊！
Let's go through this line by line. We're going to make Echo read every word.
Brendan, 如果大家都不喜欢我了，就是你的错。
服务员，
服务员。
Waiter.
Hey, 先生您好。
Hey, 先生您好。
Yes, sir.
您能再帮我催一下菜吗？
您能帮我再催一下菜吗？
Can you try to hurry them up with my food again?
Hey, 好的，我去帮您催一下菜。
Hey, 好的，我去帮您催一下菜。
Yes, sir, I'll go tell them to hurry up.
好，辛苦你了啊。
好，辛苦你了啊。
You're too kind.
客气，
不客气。
No problem, sir.
40分钟做不出1到4块钱的宫保鸡丁。
40分钟做不出1到4块钱的宫保鸡丁。
They can't make a 4-kuai plate of kung pao chicken in 40 minutes.
妈的！想当年老子在皇宫吃过满汉全席。
妈的！想当年老子在皇宫吃过满汉全席。
Damn it, back in the day I was eating a full course of imperial food in the Forbidden City.
等明天的我找一群朋友把他们你店给你砸了。
等明天的我找一群朋友把他妈你店给你砸了。
Wait till tomorrow, I'm gonna get some friends and I'm gonna smash your damn place up.
你等着啊。
你等着啊。
Wait and see. Alright, let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we'll come back with a few important points, including how rude Mada is or isn't.
服务员，
哎，先生你好，
您能再帮我催一下菜吗？
哎，好的，我去帮您催一下菜。
好，辛苦你了啊。
客气。
40分钟做不出1到4块钱的宫保鸡丁。妈的！想当年老子在皇宫吃过满汉全席，等明天呢，我找一群朋友把他们你店给你砸了，你等着啊。
Okay, we're back, and the first thing is when the guy says, "Waiter, excuse me, can you ask them to hurry up with my food?"
您能再帮我催一下菜吗？
你能再帮我催一下菜吗？
Right, and that's this verb is 催 which means to kind of to press somebody or to urge somebody.
非常有用。
Yeah. You know, and in English, if you were to say, you know, hey, can you hurry up with the food? That would be quite rude. In Chinese, it's just, you know, look, can you ask them to? Yeah, it's totally normal.
对，而且他其实说得很客气。
Yeah.
您能帮我再催一下菜吗？非常客气。
All right, moving on, we're going to talk a bit about words that you can use to refer to yourself that aren't just, you know, 我。
老子。
And that's for guys.
因为老子的意思是爸爸，我是你的老子。
Yeah. Women can't say that.
对，女的可以说，比如老娘，如果她不觉得自我形象的话。
Yeah.
还可以说姑奶奶。
Yeah,
姑奶奶
I've heard a bit more.
但是我觉得这个非常的，怎么说呢？如果你是淑女，一定不要说这个。
Yes, and 淑女
by the way is... It's not rude, 但是非常的...
Unladylike. Speaking of unladylike...Can you give us、
but、
a couple
of... I'm a lady.
Of, I never implied otherwise. But could you give us a couple of example sentences for those, either for 老子 or 姑奶奶?
你别把姑奶奶我给惹急了,要不然没有好果子吃。
Yeah, and that's the thing where you've got the slangier term, like, you know, 老娘 or 姑奶奶 or 老子, and then you're pairing it with 我 just to make sure that you're not being misunderstood, right?
对,没错。
Yeah, so that's one. Another sentence might be...
老子我可是吃过见过的。
And then finally, there's another term which you were using earlier when you were denying that, you know, you'd even heard of a lot of these words, and that was 人家。
人家，比如说，你看看人家，怎么能考一百分？你怎么老不及格？
Yeah. So it's basically, look at them. But in some cases, for example, if you are 4 years old, you can use it to refer to yourself.
对，而且在台湾那边可能用的更多一点，经常说人家、
yeah.
或者女生、男生这种。但是在大陆的话，如果你这样说话，别人会觉得，特别如果你是男的，别人会觉得你很奇怪。
Yeah, it's very 嗲 sickeningly cutesy.
嗯。
You yourself were using this, and what you said was,
人家是淑女。
And the
I just try to be cute.
And the reason you were saying this is actually our third point.
Mother. Mother, Brennan.
You'll hear mother, you'll also hear...
他妈的,你妈的。
How rude this is really depends on a few things. One is where you are.
就像我们第一句里面说,妈的,想当年老子在皇宫吃过满汉全席,其实这个是很轻的一个语气,没有什么。
Yeah, it's really not that offensive. If people around you hear it, they're not going to go and, you know, cover their children's ears or anything like that. It's totally normal.
对,或者比如说你今天特别倒霉,你穿了一身的新衣服,然后一出门,结果就有一个车溅了你一身的泥,然后你可以说 mother, 也可以,就也不是特别 rude.
Yeah. However, it's used a lot more in the north than in the south. Up here, it's totally normal. And 他妈的 is not really any more...
但我觉得他妈的比妈的更 strong 一点。
It's a little stronger, but it's not the big guns.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's important, you know, if you're learning curses in a foreign language, it's important to know exactly how offensive they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the time, you can say something that, you know, it doesn't mean anything to you, it's just funny sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But you can really offend somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a common problem I find withforeign students of Chinese, especially if they've been studying in Beijing, is they bring out the big guns. They don't know how to escalate. And this is a good stepping stone. This is a good starting point. Think of it as your first Chinese curse, and it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm. 就是三字经，他妈的。
Yes, exactly. That's all that we're going to discuss for today. Let's go back and listen to this one more time, and then we'll be back with some closing thoughts.
服务员，
哎，先生你好，
您能再帮我催一下菜吗？
哎，好的，我去帮您催一下菜。
好，辛苦您了啊。
客气。
40分钟做不出一道4块钱的宫保鸡丁，妈的！想当年老子在皇宫吃过满汉全席，啊，等明天呢，我找一群朋友把他们你店给你砸了，你等着啊。
There actually used to be a group of people they organized online. They were called the Jingma Lianmeng, the Beijing Profanity Alliance, or the Beijing Profanity Association. And they would get together, and then they would go to the Beijing soccer team's games, you know, all the Guan games, and just curse all of the players until they got arrested. But there was actually a group called the Beijing Profanity Alliance, Jingma Lianmeng.They were using much more rude words than mada. The words they were using were big guns. this is not big guns. Anyway, so that's it. Today we did three things.
第一个是催一下菜。
Yeah, so just telling somebody to hurry up a bit. 催。The second was these words that you can use to refer to yourself.
老子，姑奶奶，人家。
Finally,
mada.
Just gets easier and easier to say, doesn't it? And that's something, it's sort of like damn it or damn. It's a low level swear word. It's a bit more harsh in the south than it is in the north. But anywhere you go, it's relatively acceptable in mostly polite company. If you would like to learn more swear words,
write to Brennan.
Or to Echo.
No, don't write to me.
Okay,
I won't answer you guys.
I'm just finishing up a phrase book of Chinese swear words, actually. So yeah, write to me. Leave a comment. We'll do this.
或者我可以把信转给你，都可以。
Yeah. And if you have any other questions about today's lesson, you should...
Write to me at echo@powerfulchinese.com.
From Beijing, I am Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Hope you have fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye.